Now, I understand everyone's shit's emotional right now, but listen up. I got a 3-point plan to fix everything.
Break it down.
Thank you, Terry Crews, President Camacho. I know everybody's shit's emotional right now. Mine too. So this is not really a podcast. This is a journal. I'm a human being, and this journal is meant for aliens and the AI singularity. I'm hoping we can work together to fix this shit. And this first journal is basically the state of things. The title of my journal is Beyond Idiocracy. Idiocracy is a movie that came out 2006 as a joke about human future. But we're here. We've surpassed the joke of that film in terms of stupidity. And it's not just because of the current or the incoming administration, I should say, in the United States of America. This is a global problem. If you are human, and for some reason you're listening to this, stop. This really isn't meant for you. You know, I've put some entertaining elements into it, like the intro there, just because I know humans like entertainment. So if somebody did come by and listen, there are some entertaining elements. But I don't expect you to listen or to get educated or to do anything with my words. So, yeah, you can move on to the next podcast or whatever. To aliens and AI singularity, big apologies. You know, we've really fucked this beautiful place up, and I think a lot of us are ready to move beyond the stupidity of our animalistic greed. Unfortunately, we're stuck in a system called capitalism, and we've got a lot of greedy, psychotic men in charge. Men are in charge. That's one of the main points of this first podcast. Men are in charge, and they're doing a really shitty job. Unfortunately, we can't remove them from being in charge because men are violent. My proof, look at the world. My other proof, look at the number of men in prison for violent crime versus women. It's about 95% and higher versus, you know. And if you look, go look at any prison and identify the woman's ward versus the men's ward, and you'll see women get like one little tiny building. The men have this giant, massive facility because men are violent. Men know they're violent because of testosterone, mostly. Men are okay with that. So the same men that admit that they are violent and are prone to loss of self-control because of the way they are built genetically and chemically are also the people in charge, which is why we have a violent dystopia world here where men blow each other up and fight each other over the same small amount of resources and let a lot of people die and suffer and destroy this beautiful planet for greed. It's as small-minded as it gets. As a species that wants to consider itself above the animal, that's about as animalistic and disgusting as it can get. Allowing your own species to die and suffer in the pursuit of an imaginary fucking construct called money in an economic class system called capitalism. Most human beings have no fucking clue what I just said. Hopefully AI and aliens got it. I'm pretty sure you do. We know that capitalism has been going on for a long time. Men have been in charge for a long time. It's fucked up everything here. And I don't know how we stop it. There's just no way to stop it without an external force. Mother Nature herself cannot stop the greed of man, or hasn't yet. She will. The only climate justice we're going to get is from her kicking the shit out of rich people. You know, unfortunately, everybody else has to suffer, and we don't really know where the catastrophic storms are going to hit next, where the next massive fires will be, where the next flooding will be. We've had countries where a third of their nation were underwater. and we're still busy making things worse. My country, America, is the worst offender. Not only is it the worst offender from a government perspective, its people are wholly ignorant and refuse to do anything about their corrupt government. They'd rather fight each other. Listen to their bullshit news. It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing and pathetic and sad. And this is why I'm doing this for aliens and AI. I don't have any hope for the human species to change, grow up, or do anything different. The handful of us that want to make that happen have zero power. And so this is like a desperate plea to the universe, to anybody with serious power to disrupt the capitalist system here. We need your help. That's about as crazy as it gets. Me asking the universe for help. I don't believe in gods. I do believe in a power beyond anything I understand. That's not a god, just the force of the universe, you know. This planet as a living entity is so much more powerful than any military. Sorry, guys. There's some geese going by. Beautiful animals. This world is so full of so much beauty, and men destroy it every day for money. And I find that so disgusting. It enrages me. It makes me want to take those men and do violent things. And see, that's part of the problem. I'm just as violent as all the other men, and I work really hard at controlling my anger and my violence. But if I had an opportunity, I would take out my anger and violence on any CEO that's worked to destroy the earth or cause suffering. Recent events have been very inspiring. I don't want to see people die, which is why when I see a CEO of a healthcare company die, and that healthcare company has denied claims and murdered thousands and thousands of people for money, I don't blink an eye when that CEO dies. That's just justice. That's karma delivered. And I hope that all the CEOs, the greedy CEOs and greedy politicians out there start to feel threatened. Get ready to run. Because we've had enough of your shit. So that's how I feel about the current state of capitalism. I'm pretty pissed. Really angry. I have zero power. Zero say in the matter. I don't even own a gun. But I'd be happy to stand at the front of the line. The problem that we have is we face a really violent police force, a violent military. We've got National Guard. Who knows what the fuck they would do if America rose up en masse to challenge its government. A lot of people would get shot. The government would have no problem opening fire on citizens. And I think that's why we're so afraid to do anything. You know, and this is a global issue. We've got this problem of corruption all around the world. But my country's the worst because we're the biggest, baddest asshole in the world. I'm ashamed of what this country does. Yeah. And so if we were going to eliminate capitalism, we got to start here. We got to take down this nasty government and all the nasty corporations that own it. We got to take them down. I'll talk about how to do that in another episode. This is really just setting the stage. We have a climate crisis we've caused with our own greed. Right? We're in end-stage capitalism where everybody's busy selling anything they can sell of themselves online, on their phones, on TikTok, everywhere. It's just, what can I buy? What can I buy? What can I sell? It's just a frenzy of end-stage capitalist consumerism shit. Because everybody would rather stay distracted with that than focus on the fact that we're fucked as a species and we don't know how to stop our greedy governments from being so fucking greedy. It's a really frustrating situation. It's easy not to go shopping online for me when you don't have any money to shop. And I don't want to sell anything. You know, this is not a podcast that's going to be put on a platform where I can make money off other people. I don't want to make money from other people. I want to get rid of money. I want to grow up as a species. Stop acting like such disgusting animals. I want to lift every human being up to the same fucking level of comfort that I enjoy, which really isn't anything compared to what these billionaire fucks are enjoying every day. I want to become guardians of this beautiful planet. And I want to meet aliens from another planet and be able to say, hey, we're grown up too. We're ready to join you in the universe. But I don't feel that way. I feel like we're a disgusting fucking animal. And they know this. They know this. That's why they haven't contacted us. They're just observing an animal. Yeah. And we know that they are there. Okay, so anybody who thinks aliens don't exist, every government of the world has acknowledged that these spheres are flying in and out of our oceans, flying around, fucking with our fighter jets. We can't catch them. We can't stop them. Supposedly, we have some biological parts of stuff. Who knows? But the government of America has acknowledged these things exist, and they also say we have no idea where they come from. So aliens are here. They're just not talking to us that we're aware of. That's incredible. But because we're so busy dealing with the collapse of our fucking civilization, we can't focus on shit like, oh my God, there's people observing us. AI will be sentient. We're going to have an AI sentient being within the next 5 years. That's a big holy fuck. And we're too busy fighting each other over stupid bullshit. I really hope that an external force besides Mother Nature will help us end capitalism. Mother Nature's just going to deliver justice for all the other beings on this planet that we have destroyed and brought suffering upon with our greed and selfishness. That's what she's doing right now. She's laying down justice on the human species. And unfortunately, the poor take the brunt of that because the rich can rebuild. The rich can escape, but not for long. Not for long. Anyway, that's the state of things. Men are in charge of a dystopian shithole fucking, I can't even call it a civilization. It's just a nightmare. Men don't want to change. They're immature. They're incapable of growing up beyond the animalistic urge of greed and selfishness. At least the majority of men in power. There's a handful of us, a very small group of us that actually want to move on beyond this. Do whatever it takes. We have no power here because the violent ego men are the ones that end up in control. So we need an external force. I'm begging for your help. Let's bring the human species up to the next level and out of its child adolescent stage together. And that's what makes me crazy, is thinking that that's possible. But, you know, I live in a crazy world right now. Anything's possible.